Eentje.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Spook Out. I'm Andy Shilton.
He means shout out, and yes, I'm Mitch Gray McMorran. Today on the show, Zion.
Based in Bedminster is a little ray of entertainment that we'll be finding out a lot more.
And muscly men.
Or rather, photos of. Yes, I caught up with photographer James Critchley during his recent exhibition.
All that and more on today's show.
Right here on Shout Out.
Yes.
But you didn't jump this year.
Oh, I didn't. It wasn't spooky enough. I could do a better scream than that. In fact, you know, maybe I will. One, two, three.
No. You know you didn't have to come dressed up tonight, Andy. It's not till Monday.
No, but you are beating me. It's, you know.
Yes, I'm really enjoying your zombie goes to Starbucks look.
Your makeup's amazing, Steph.
I thought so. Well, it saves wearing a mask like you're wearing.
Yeah, that's a bit of a creepy mask there.
It is.
I'm not starting this. I was going to be really nice to you, and you just, you know, I missed you, Steph.
Did you?
Honest. Yeah. So how are you then, Mitch?
I'm fine, thanks, Andy. I'm fine. Yes, it's Interesting look you got there, Steph, definitely.
Yes.
I might
emulate
you.
How are you anyway? Can we explain to the listeners why you've been away?
Like I've got fat fingers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Carpal tunnel, I believe it's called, isn't
it? Well, I had carpal tunnel that then arthritis got into, so they've replaced my wrist. So.
What with?
With PTFE joints. And a little bit of metal.
What does that PTFE? Is that like the
polytetrafluoro? Yeah, you know, the Windows plastic stuff.
Ah.
Yeah. So I'm going to be sort of semi-bionic.
Semi-bionic,
yes.
Yeah.
You will have to wait until Monday's show on H&H. I will be making those sliders swing.
I bet you will. And you won't feel a thing, will you?
No. I'm numb.
You're still numb now, are you?
Yeah, from the neck down.
But you got bionic, so you got brain at last.
Oh, ouch.
Oh,
was there
Andy.
Any need? Was there any need?
Let's move on.
I ain't got a stick to poke him with.
No, not on that side.
Have you had to do the ruler down the cast thing? Steph's got her arm in plaster. So.
No, I'm trying to ignore the itching and the soreness and the pain. I'm controlling it through mind techniques.
Mind over matter.
Hmm. Yeah, and listening to Andy on Shout Out, that numbs most things. Yeah.
We were nice. We dedicated a song to you.
Did you?
Yes. You mean you didn't listen?
Well
that was worth it, wasn't it?
I was otherwise engaged.
So, we podcast.
It was fine. She was in a hospital bed, Andy, and they don't do BCFM on hospital radio.
No. Yeah.
Hospital radio is hospital radio.
And the Wi-Fi in Southmead Hospital is a bit pants.
Is it? Have they got Wi-Fi?
Yeah. Well, supposedly. Inverted commas Wi-Fi.
I know my phones don't work in there very well.
No, I had about one bar.
Mm. Mm.
Just about tax.
It's massive now, isn't it?
Oh, it's lush in there, I tell you. It's like a 4-star hotel. Private room.
You were too spaced out to take advantage of it, though. It's
wet room. Well, I couldn't take... I couldn't have a shower, because dampness and casts don't go together.
No. Mm. You having to do the whole put it in a plastic bag when you have a bath?
No, I hold it high. Yes. It's a sight to behold me in the shower currently.
I've got visions.
Lynn taking a shoelace out to hold your wrist up.
We got 45,000 listeners now trying to imagine that. Or turning off because they're eating.
Trying to imagine Steph with limp wristed.
So to our listeners, please don't turn off.
Anyway.
We haven't finished yet.
No. So, anyway, it's nice to have you back.
Thank you.
So,
I think you meant that as well, didn't you?
I didn't mean that.
I
always
did.
Mean it.
I think it really
was
did.
Almost genuine.
It was.
Look, you were the one that started it today.
I did not start anything, Andrew. You started on me.
Oh,
we
got
green
the full
room.
Title there, Andy. Got
the green room was the start.
That doesn't count. That wasn't on air. And that wasn't the rude one. That was Mitch.
Yeah.
We can't even repeat that on air.
Can't repeat
no,
that on air.
No, that was a good one, though, Mitch. Everyone was thinking it, but you went there.
I went and said it. So are you going to tell us what's going on, then?
I am.
Oh, but right, okay.
I'm not going to do anything until I get my personalised jingle.
You've got a personalised jingle.
So back with a vengeance.
Boo!
Boo!
is
that your Halloween?
In fact, it's all Halloween stuff.
Yeah, so. I had a funny feeling it might be.
Yeah, Jim Palace have got a Halloween party. They're celebrating the witching season.
Yeah, they're turning the whole thing into some kind of haunted house.
They are, yeah. Friday the 28th, they've got Titania Gill. Not sure how you pronounce that. In all her evil refinery. And on Saturday the 29th, they got the horror-loving queen, TLT. Not telling you what that stands for.
Is that because it's too unbroadcast?
No idea.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm not going to tell you what it stands for because it's only initials that were put on the publicity.
Fair enough.
Okay. So that's a free entry. Ooh. Check the Gym Palace out. Free entry for both Friday and Saturday.
Out of interest, is Rainbows doing anything?
Rainbows?
The new bar.
In Old Market.
I have nothing here listed for Rainbows.
No.
This was the Gym Palace. Obviously, the Rainbows is their sister club.
Across
the way. If you are in Western Supermare, Cameo are having a party tomorrow. You don't necessarily have to dress Halloweenish, but they're having a Halloween show. Also, if you're at
Huey, I think he's got loads of special effects things planned
Paul,
as well.
Mr. Studley.
Yeah, I remember him talking to us about it a few weeks ago, and he was getting ready for Halloween, and it involved projectors.
He's a master of lights, isn't he, Mr. Studley?
Yeah. So it could be worth going to Western just to see that, to be honest. Yeah.
Whenever I step foot in Queen Shilling to do a jig, or he always takes me around his latest light shows.
Yeah.
He is a genius, that man, with lights.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Well, he's made all the sets for things like, you remember when we did Cue the Voice?
Yeah.
All that amazing set that looked just like something out of X Factor was made by him.
Yeah. Is he doing the awards?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay. notice that was done in a whistle because we're not allowed to say awards.
No, the venue itself is actually helping us with that.
Oh. So,
more will come in the next few weeks.
Sure it will, Andy. This is the type of show where things come. It's that time of year again, folks. Drop the cheesy line about donning your capes and fangs. The UE, Bristol University, Bath Spa University and Bath University are all getting together and piling into Bristol. And they're going to end up in the Queen Shilling. That's going to be an awful lot of people in the Queen Shilling. Four universities.
Wow.
Worth of people piling into the Queen Shilling.
And what are they piling in for?
The Halloween party. So usually all four universities get together anyway each year. But this year they're doing the Halloween special.
Are they doing like a zombie walk down there?
They're doing all sorts of stuff, actually. And each unit's got their own special thing going on. They plan to start the night at Vodka Revs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know where that is?
Yes.
No.
Yes, it's opposite what used to be the Elephant.
Okay.
Years ago.
Okay.
The Elephant, it's not called the Elephant now, but the Elephant used to be a gay pub.
It did.
Free entry again on Friday.
Danforth's Nicholas Market, for those that don't know.
Okay, you finished?
Yeah, I'm just doing your job for you. It's okay.
You're
supposed to tell him where it is.
It's going
to
get nasty.
It is going to get nasty. There could be blood.
Well, it's Halloween, I suppose.
Yeah. So it's free entry on the Friday. And don't forget, if you download the Queen Shilling app, you get offers on the drinks. So don't forget to do that. The Phoenix Bar. Shalloween, I love that name.
Shalloween.
That's been organised by Lucy, who many of us in the LGBT Bristol area know. It's going to be at the Phoenix, and I've seen some of the prep that Lucy's done for this, and it's going to be really good. Free entry, and that's on this Saturday.
Well, what is it?
Right.
So, Shalloween. It's a Halloween party.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. But
why is it called Shalloween?
They expect you. Well, Shalloween is supposed to be. Okay, let me read you what Lucy wrote about Shalloween. It's the day when everyone who hasn't got an outfit panics and buys any old bleep that's left in the shops and turns up on Halloween looking a right bleep.
I get it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so
you okay now?
Yeah, because you haven't planned anything, you're a bit shallow, and it's a bit shoddy, and
you're
kind
late.
Of thing, and you're
so
late.
You can just turn up at the Phoenix Bar, which is 1 Wellington Buildings, Champion Square, BS 29.
Wear a bin bag.
That's a really good one. And one last one. Rocky Horror Show, if you missed the Bristol presentation, it's on in Bath, Theatre Royal, Monday the 14th to Saturday the 19th. Full details of that are on shoutoutradio.lgbt.
And I also know that the Bear Bar has a whole load of stuff going on as well this weekend. So they're really good at theming their venue.
Every single club in Bristol I think has specials on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, so we're venturing out.
And of course, the special on at your house.
And guess what else is happening this weekend?
Whose address I have here.
Guess what else is on this weekend?
What is?
Not what's on. The clocks go back.
That's right. The clocks go full back. Yeah. It's full back, isn't it?
It is full back.
And I noticed, actually, on the way driving to work, that the leaves were falling, and it just went. I just reminded me that the clocks went back, and it was like, Oh, it is falling. The leaves are falling.
And of course, Halloween is a little bit more special for people who are of the pagan persuasion.
For the pagan persuasion.
Are you going to tell the listeners what you're going to do?
Well, I could tell you what I'm going to do, but it's called All Hallows, and it's a time of year when you celebrate your ancestors, honour your ancestors, welcome them in, and it's a new year for the witches' new year.
Are you sure? Because it sounds more like you're going to scare them away.
No.
Andy.
I'm not going to scare them. I'm not wearing this outfit on Halloween. I won't be wearing anything on Halloween.
Is it dance around bonfires?
Around bonfires.
Naked.
Praising the goddess. That's what I'll be doing. The goddess.
Who's the goddess?
The goddess is omnipotent.
So you better watch yourself, Andy.
So she is
Andrew
the mother.
Shilton.
Yes.
Anyway, right, cool. Thank you very much.
Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Seemed only fitting. That's You Spin Me Round. And if you are wondering, yes, that is a re-record of it, but it was by them. So it is actually a Dead Alive doing that one. So I thought it was a really nice mix.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, bless him.
Bit of a loss. Yeah. So it's really weird. Normally, when a celebrity passes away, you hear their song all over the radio all the time, and I haven't heard any of
not much
Dead or Alive. So I thought, we'll play it. So
yes.
So now talking to music and like, very well welcome to the show. This time in person instead of on the end of the phone when all the computers are crashing. Jess and Tanya from Zion, welcome to you both.
Evening.
Hello. Now, kick us off by giving us a bit of history of Zion. For those that aren't in Bristol, whereabouts is it, and what did it used to be before you guys got your hands on it?
Zion was an old church, an old Methodist church. It's up in Bedminster Down, so most people know the Crosshands Pub if they're going up to the airport from Bedminster. So you kind of nearly pass Zion, a big stone church, was a Methodist church, now converted to a community centre.
Cool. Now, it's kind of like one of the most kicking places, I think, over in Bedminster, isn't it?
That's right, yes.
From everything we see, we see lots and lots of events coming out from there. But how long have you two been like involved with it?
Well, I think it's safe to say that Jess was the Kickstarter. It's been open for about 5 years, and it's just gone from strength to strength. And you see the different types of community members coming in each year, and you just know each time a new person comes in that it's getting stronger.
Cool. And is it just a music venue, or do you...
No, it's got a broad range of events, so everything from adults to children. So there are comedy nights, cabaret nights, kid craft.
So it's not just an evening thing then, is it?
No, it's a cafe in the day. I think Jess could probably fill you in a bit more of what goes on.
Yeah, we're essentially open from 9 to 4:30 during the day as a cafe. We have some events like kids stuff in the mornings, but open as a cafe all day.
Are you one of the nice places people come in remote work on the Wi-Fi?
We have Wi-Fi.
We have got Wi-Fi. Oh, that's good.
More importantly, cake.
Oh, cake, yes.
That's what everybody comes in for.
Yes.
So, yeah. And then, obviously, we do about, I think it's over 300 events a year.
Wow.
So,
That's nearly an event a night.
We pack them in, yeah, day and night, yes.
Yeah, fantastic. And so what kind of people come in? Did the community use it quite a lot? Or is it, like, specifically for, you know, LGBT people? Or is that just a friendly space for the LGBT people? How does it
fit? No, it's for literally everyone. Yeah. I mean, the aim is that it's a safe space for everybody to use. So right. We've had a first birthday party there, we've had a 100th birthday party there, and that kind of sums up the breadth of people that come in. We do obviously LGBT nights, but we do nights for everyone. You know, if somebody suggests something, we try and put that night on. Mm. I mean, we're by no means experts on everything, but the more we can do and the more people we can include, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
And then this is a full-time job for both of you, is it?
Jess, I help out with a lot of the events, sort of general dog's body photographer. Aww.
And it is very helpful, but she has a real job.
I do.
A real job.
Oh,
it
real
sounds
job.
Like a real job, especially if you've got 300 events going on. There's an awful lot to try and organise throughout a year, isn't it? So, no, the reason it kind of came up on our radar is Mary, our producer, used to live kind of your way, and it's, I don't want to say it's homophobic, but it's not known for being the friendliest place towards the community. And you guys have put on an awful lot of LGBT events over the course of the last few months. How have they been received over where you are?
I think they've been received really well. When we did the first LGBT event, we had the Funkensteins in.
Oh, gosh.
And, I mean, there were quite a few people in the room, and it was a real nice vibe and comfortable atmosphere. And that's what Zion aims to do for everybody. So we didn't have any problems on the night. It's more about kind of, for things like that, celebrating communities and not drawing attention to negative aspects of things. So... yeah, it's a safe environment. It was a brilliant night. It was really, really...
Yeah. I think also people forget that sometimes it's not a dislike or a phobia or anything like that. It's just sometimes things aren't talked about and things get forgotten about. Mm, nothing's ever open in the open. And we've had Diversity Month this month, and it's more about communication of things. You know, if you don't get to have that conversation, if you don't get to have an LGBT night in your neighbourhood, how do you know what it would be like? Mm. So it's a chance of offering an event for groups of people, but also welcoming the straight community in and saying, you know, be part of this as well. This is good fun.
I presume just being an open type of venue. So it seems to be, I mean, we don't tend to use the word gay scene anymore like we did back in the 90s, do we? It's just, you know, open, attitude free, I think, is the more modern phrase, isn't it? So what are the plans? I mean, obviously it's Halloween now. Are you up to anything for Halloween or...
Tanya can't wait for Halloween.
I'm child's entertainer on Monday. That's one of my dog's body roles.
Oh, what does that entail then, Tanya? Can you tell us?
Probably, she doesn't know yet.
Well, I think there'll be a few adults being wrapped up as mummies by small children.
Oh, lots of and, toilet roll then.
Yeah, lots of toilet lots roll. Of toilet. Lots of dancing.
We did that on Shout Out one year, I think, actually, yes. Didn't we?
Yeah. I'm going to be exhausted.
Oh, you're going to face painting, I presume?
No.
No, I think it will be a lot of musical games and dancing. They're all preschool age. So
I'm guessing you must be quite busy this week because it's half term, isn't it?
This has been the craziest week of the year because we've got double events and we've got two amazing nights coming up. Tomorrow night is our diversity, Stand Up for Diversity comedy night, which we've got four amazing comedians and Angie Belcher.
Yeah.
And it's only a fiver. So we've got Ahir Shah, Jackie Hagan, Hannah Brackenbury, and Will Hodgson.
Hello, Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah actually is part of the comedy group that I'm in called The Short and Girlies, and she does our music.
Yes. And you'll miss it? That's a shame.
Yes, I will miss it actually tomorrow because I'm going away.
Busy.
Busy.
Anyway, but so are you, there in spirit.
Are you big enough to have outdoor space? Are you doing fireworks or are you totally indoors?
We've got actually on fireworks night, we've got an event we do sort of quarterly. It's called Science for Kids with Bill Bailey.
Oh, wow.
I have to tell people it's not the TV Bill Bailey, he's a scientist. But again, that's for kids, and he teaches them about chemistry and physics with experiments on a Saturday morning, and that's always really busy as well.
Yeah, because you can do that fantastic experiment with the flour and bicarbonate of soda or something, and then suddenly it just goes like a volcano.
Yeah, so he makes a lot of mess.
Yeah, so I bet he does.
Yes. Things fly across the room and the kids love it.
Right.
So, and what about for Christmas? Are you gearing up for that? Yeah, Christmas, of course, New Year, of course. When we forget New Year, are you?
Yeah, we've got
a taking a break, or are you actually going to be partying through the night?
We will have a break over Christmas, but this year, for the first time, we've got a New Year's Eve party.
Fantastic.
We've always usually had a Christmas party, but this year it'd be New Year's Eve. So for those that live nearby, it's perfect because they just have to stagger home at the end. So that would be a good night. But yeah,
it's quite on a hill, isn't it? I guess is. The design centre.
If you're coming up from Bedminster, you go up a hill, but then you get to walk down the hill on the way home.
Yes, the ease. So, have you found that putting any nights on in particular have caused any kind of, you know, problems or anything? Like any particular nights that you might, let's say you've got a women's night or something like that. Have you ever had any of those kind of nights?
Pamper night would be the most. We do get a few gentlemen trying to come into pamper night.
Yes, and
it's a ladies' night where you can get your nails done, have a massage, reflexology. It's quite a relaxed atmosphere.
Yeah.
We did try and put one on for the gentlemen, but they didn't go for it as much. I think they kind of got the wrong idea, but I don't know. But pamper night's the ladies'
night. I think
they
were too scared to come in. The men,
one of them will have the nails painted.
Come in
and have the nails painted.
A bit of reflexology, you know.
No, we'll try it again one day, but it certainly wasn't as popular as it is with women.
I just said that because I read that you had a pamper night and stuff like that, so I just thought, I wonder if they had any men coming in. But yes, you did. So that's.
So what are the long term plans? It sounds like you're really busy at the moment, but do you have any plans to do anything with the venue in particular over the next few years, or is it just kind of, you know, see how it goes and see how it grows?
Yeah, I mean, the main objective, it's, you know, it's obviously been over 5 years now, is to survive. You know, we're not funded, so the cafe and the events have to keep it sustainable, and that's quite a challenge as it is. Mm. So we're kind of getting there now. So now we can start planning a little bit further ahead, more theatre. We've got a theatre night on Sunday called Bristol's Big Night Out, and that again has got an amazing lineup of performers. Tells the story of the 75 bus route. The more
fantastic
things like that are brilliant to be able to bring to Bedminster down, so the more like that we can do, the better.
So a lot of some nice local stuff for people to get their heads around and
it's for the community in the area, but for everybody on the outside of the city as well. I just want to say that I know I'm biased, but it's really important to have community centres in areas because we're losing a lot of public spaces like swimming pools and libraries. And I appreciate the centre because we get a lot of local community members in who are repeat customers, as it were.
Yes.
But they're also our friends, and people make friends in the space.
Yeah.
I think when we put these events on, the atmosphere in the venue is really kind of welcoming and... Yeah, we just need more community centres like Zion. I know I'm biased.
No, well, I agree. I think you are right. Yeah, and you know, I think you're doing a brilliant job up there in BS3 and
BS13.
Oh, BS13 even, not BS3 even.
Cool. Well, listen, it's lovely to catch up with you both, and apologies for last time because we did have you on the phone and everything went totally wrong, didn't it? But you handled it very well as well. So, but listen, it's lovely to catch up with you. And best of luck with the events in the future. One last question, obviously, because as we always do, we'll make sure we put the stuff up on our website. But you guys have one of your own, don't you? So if people want to find out more about you, where do they go?
If you go to zionbristol.co.uk, for the two events I just spoke about tonight, there's another Facebook page called Diversity in Dundry View. And Zion's got its own Facebook, which is Zion Bristol. So any of those, you'll find out more. But zionbristol.co.uk has all of it on.
Brilliant.
Fantastic. Cool. Thank you so much for coming and talking about
it. And best of luck for the future. I'm sure we will be talking to you again, because I think we listed quite a few of your events nowadays. So
we love shout-outs. Yeah.
Thank you.
Great. Thank
well,
you.
Talking of shout-outs, stay with us. News Headlines is up next.
The Shout-Out Podcast.
And that's Sam Smith with Omen. Say Omen, Halloween, No,
oh, yes. You can hear it's him, can't you?
Yeah, no, I'm in the song name.
Pardon?
It's called Omen.
Omen. Oh, like as in the
it's Halloween.
The Omen film, yeah.
It's such a theme. Yeah. He's such a theme person, isn't he?
As opposed
he?
To, oh, man.
Oh, man, yes. That's what I thought. Oh, men. I thought it was like, oh, man, woo. Of course it's Sam Smith. Sorry.
He's
the man. Did I hear you playing Dead or Alive earlier on as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
We played, of course.
Yes.
It is. It's like Mr. Tosh is here. I thought you'd be off letting fireworks off somebody this time of year.
This time next week I will be. Is it? Yeah, let me have this week off too.
For listeners that don't know, Matthew is pyro...
That's it, you've got to write pyrotechnician. Yeah.
Pyrotechnician.
Yeah, so I do professional fireworks, yeah.
Yes. So, in fact, a lot of people might have seen some of your displays, because you've done some around Bristol,
I've done quite
a few
in the southwest, actually. So not just in Bristol, but places like, I've done them down in Plymouth, also Burnham-on-Sea, lots of places in Somerset. Of course, we're coming into the carnival season in Somerset as well, so next weekend I shall be down in Burnham-on-Sea.
Oh, fun. So...
Yeah.
Cool. Anyway, talking of interesting facts, I guess the news is interesting facts.
It's we think so.
Certainly facts.
Matthew and myself think
we're ready.
Let's get some news headlines.
This is Shoutout News on Thursday, the 27th of October. Pink News reports that a transgender student from Wiltshire took her own life less than a week after making a complaint about bullying in college. Gabrielle Tinto was a mature student at Wiltshire College and was subject to abuse via social media. The college has issued a statement saying that staff and students were saddened by the news.
The campaign group One for the Boys is sponsoring a mural in the Bedminster area of Bristol, encouraging men to check for breast cancer in themselves and their mates. One in 40 cases of breast cancer is in men, and this is something often overlooked in the media. Now, all fetuses begin life as female before differentiating, which means all men have some breast tissue. And the new mural depicts Peter Griffin, the inept but popular star of the adult animated comedy show Family Guy. You can see the mural on North Street, not far from the Co-op. Family Guy, meanwhile, goes out on ITV2 every evening at around 11 o'clock. And it's been criticised in the past for its representation of women, gay and transgender people, but has support from activists like Peter Tatchell, who reckon that it always in the end shows bigotry in a negative light.
Fran Hayden writes for the Huffington Post this week on what she has learned as a feminist and a campaigner for body size acceptance. She says that both movements have come of age and are rapidly changing the way in which women and girls see themselves, taking back control from unreachable images from the oppressive advertising industry. We've popped a link to her provocative but empowering essay on our website, so do visit us for a link to Fran's writing.
The media website Digital Spy today runs the unlikely headline that Tom Hanks wants to play Channing Tatum's boyfriend. Well, it's not quite what it seems. The 1984 movie Splash, starring Hanks as a man who's called Alan Bauer and who falls in love with a mermaid, is to be remade. It's this time, however, there's a gender switch in that the pinup actor Channing Tatum, who has been a gay magazine cover star in the past, is to play a merman with whom a female falls in love. Tom Hanks was nonplussed that he was amongst the last to hear of the remake and quipped, "I figure if they were really going to be bold, I would come back as Alan Bauer and I would go off with Channing Tatum."
We have in the past reported on the long-standing and bitter dispute which divides feminists over the issue of sex work, pornography and prostitution. Well, today the anti-prostitution feminist Ray Story launched a blistering attack on her fellow feminists from the English Collective of Prostitutes in an essay which was published in the communist daily newspaper The Morning Star. As yet, the ECP has not issued a response, but it is likely to appear on their website over the next couple of days. The Morning Star, meanwhile, is available from most larger news agents.
And finally, it's Halloween weekend for our pagan listeners. The weekend is the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, which marked the new year and during which it is believed that the veil between the worlds is at its thinnest, allowing us to honour our ancestors. In Roman Catholicism, the next few days will mark All Souls Night and All Saints Day. Halloween has also been embraced by the LGBT community for its transgressiveness and carnival-type atmosphere. Indeed, the festival is sometimes called the Gay Christmas. Now, however you mark this weekend, we wish you a warm and pleasant Halloween and bright blessings at this special time of year.
For these news stories and more, check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Matthew Tosh
and Terry Starr.
Oh, sorry, I was busy thinking about Channing Tatum.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Oh, I know, it's very unprofessional, but he's a very good-looking chap.
He
isn't
is.
He has to be said.
He is quite handsome.
I'm going to show my ignorance. I don't actually know who he is.
Steady.
He was
steady.
The star of Magic Mike.
G.I. Joe, he's been in.
I need to go and do some research.
Yeah.
I think.
He's done some dance stuff as well, hasn't he? Just in the Magic Google Mike it. He was doing. Oh,
yes, yes. Okay, that's right, yeah.
Just don't put the word naked on the end.
Shout out. LGBT radio for you.
Now, talking of muscle men, I caught up with James Critchley. That one's coming up next.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Who the hell is it, a monster? Is it a monster?
Oh, I quite like that.
Yeah. What's that walking over the hill? Is it a monster?
That's by The Automatic.
Oh, I like that one.
So, yeah, I thought I wouldn't do the traditional Halloween stuff this year. I picked something a bit yeah, it's kind got, of related. And
you've got themes, you know, that have scared people in the past, and you know, like the Omen, and I like that. It was like Omen, no Omen.
You are funny. So, now, and I don't think you would have gone, but it was the Leather Weekend here in Bristol a few weeks ago. Old Market was descended on by lots of men wearing lots of big buff leather. And in the middle of it, there was an exhibition going on by a friend of mine called James Critchley, who I did a photo shoot with. We went out and shot the Seven Bridges years ago. And I hadn't seen him since. And there he was with an exhibition on. So I couldn't resist. And so I took a microphone back the next day and I had a word with him. And I've listened to this. So I'm in Space, which you may have formerly known as the Trinity Cafe next to Bristol Bear Bar, and I'm with James Critchley, who is here exhibiting. Is this first one?
This is my first exhibition, yes.
Now, obviously, it's radio, so rather than me explain what it is we're looking at, give our listeners an idea of what your photos are.
Most of my images are of bodybuilders and fitness models. I try to capture masculinity, so looking quite sexy or just capturing their muscles in a very good light.
I have to say, looking at it, I mean, when you say it's bodybuilders, you could naturally think it goes down a kind of sleazier edge, but these really aren't. These are actually very, that's another word I'm
artistic.
Thinking of. Artistic, yeah, that's it, you know. I mean, do you have a particular style you go for, or is it just
I'm still finding my way with my photography, but I'm loving what I'm capturing right now. I'm getting a lot of good feedback. And a lot of the images you're looking at right now are of, they've made it to magazine covers and book covers. So the public are liking it.
So now, is it official or is it just a hobby that you're doing? Because we've obviously gone off and done a photo shoot together.
Yeah.
I always assumed it was just a bit of a hobby, but this looks very serious.
It was a hobby until last year, and then I was an architect, and I decided to take it photography full time. And as of Christmas this year, I took on an assistant, and I'm really busy. Yeah, inundated with work. I've had people flying in from all over the world to be photographed by me.
And of course, those that were out for the Leather Weekend just gone might recognise some of the models, because of course they were doing fire breathing in the street and on the stages in the venues and the like. But are the models coming to you, or are you having to go and approach people? Or?
Originally, I would approach people. I would see their profiles on Facebook and just say, "Would you model for me?" And that was very difficult and quite nerve-wracking. But
how do people take it when you do that?
I had
some strangers.
Originally, I didn't have much to show them to say, "This is what I can do." But eventually, I built up a more and more portfolio. Now the guys are all coming to me. So yeah, people just finding me saying, "Well, you photographed me." So it's really exciting.
And if I'm right, you're really busy at the moment doing calendars for some of them.
I've got I'm doing a lot of calendars. Marshall Arkley, for example, the one we're looking at right here. I'm just doing his 2017 calendar,
And that's the chap that's doing the fire breathing last night, wasn't it?
And the stripping too.
Yeah. So, but that must require an awful lot of thought, though, because you've got to find 12 completely different kind of scenarios to put them in for the different months.
Exactly. But with all my models, I give them so much more than any other photographer, because like for this shoot, for example, he came for 2 days. I gave him 9 different locations. We did all sorts of stuff. He did his fire breathing over my temple pond at home. Did all sorts of exciting stuff. So the stuff he got out of it, he got 50 highly edited images from that one shoot, and we've done quite a few now. So tomorrow we're selecting 12 images for his calendar. So it's quite exciting. Yeah.
So what kind of tips did you give people? Because I mean, I'm sure there'll be some people listening who just perhaps have a camera on their phone or are just starting out in it. What kind of advice would you give someone if they wanted to get into kind of model photography?
I said, if you want to be the photographer, I say be brave, go for it, and don't be shy about asking people to model for you, because that's what I did, and it really paid off. I was a very shy person, so it's really difficult to ask strangers, "Will you model for me?" But eventually, yeah, just absolutely loving it. Just go for it.
Cool. So what are the plans for now? Because this obviously has just been here just for the weekend. You're about to pack up in a minute. Are you going on to another exhibition, or can people want to see your work? Are you going to be somewhere else soon?
I am planning to do for Bear Pride a hairy muscle boy exhibition, and then for next Bristol Pride, I'm hoping to do another muscle exhibition as well.
Excellent.
Yeah, cool. And see where it goes from there.
Cool. And age-old question, if people want to check out what we're looking at here, have you got a website? Or?
My website, it's found on Facebook, is Muscle and Fitness Photography by James Critchley.
Brilliant. Cool. Well, listen, best of luck with it. When you're back for the Bear event, we'll have to come down and check out and see what it looks like with Bearey men.
Find the hairy boys here. Yeah, definitely. With my personal fetish, that'd be great.
Cheers, James.
Cheers, thank you.
Shout out LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's Black Magic. That's by Little Mix. It's quite a cool version, though, isn't it?
Very nice track.
Yeah. Why can't I hear? Oh, there we go. I have to have a tiny mic on.
Can you hear yourself now, Andy?
Yeah. No. It was Steph. I couldn't hear.
He always.
Well, that's because she wasn't talking.
Yeah. That's unusual.
Oh. Tara doesn't say anything at all, and then suddenly she says a slur.
Yes.
She makes a slur.
It was a good one, though.
It was funny. I'm learning from all you guys.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. See?
One has
getting
to learn.
Down with the banter.
Yeah.
Great. Did you know, I've just looked it up, it's National Navy Day today.
National Navy, as in the Royal Navy or as in the Colour Navy?
Oh, and apparently it's National Black Cat Day today, which is lucky because I have got a black cat at
it's
home.
It's kind of fitting, Halloween.
It's quite spooky.
I've got
a
three-legged black cat today.
Mm. So black cats and semen then everywhere.
Absolutely.
I'm not even going to...
Hello, Tara.
See,
how are you?
I'm amateur.
So apparently we've got to try and encourage people to adopt black cats as well. Oh. Because
and sailors?
You didn't answer my question. Sailors. Is it Navy as in the Royal Navy or as in the Colour Navy?
No, Navy Day. Royal Navy. The Royal Navy. Yeah. The US Navy.
Oh. Yes. Yeah, black cats take longer to adopt, don't they?
They do, apparently. Yes, because people see them as some kind of...
Evil, demonic.
Weird, witchy... kind
really?
Of
really
yes, yeah which that's why I'm attracted to them, actually. I think that's why.
You were not one, aren't you?
Well, we had one that adopted us, so
and a reminder, the clocks go back this weekend.
Yes, they do. Extra hour in bed.
Yeah, well,
this is
this is the week where people who don't realize get to work an hour early on Monday and then kick themselves.
It's not unheard of, actually. It's not an extra hour in bed, it means you can get up that hour early and have an extra hour of day to have fun in. Yeah.
Is that more coffee for you, though, Steph?
Or you can party.
You know me so well.
Or you can party longer the night before. It's
yes. Absolutely. Yeah, you could borrow it or borrow it from the night before or pay it back for the daytime.
Yes.
It's quite good the way it falls, doesn't it? Because all the venues will be having their Halloween parties. I'm sure the Bristol Bar.
Halloween's actually on Monday, isn't
it? It's on Monday, but the parties take place this weekend, of course. So Saturday night, you get an extra hour to party.
I don't. Well, I think it depends where. Because some of them are just, yeah. I mean, there's only so long you can stay out drinking, well, too, isn't there?
That is true.
So, well, unless you're Steph. But that's just drinks too much coffee.
You can't see her face, listeners, but it is a picture.
It is a picture. It is a picture, yes. Andy is going to be so black in the
mirror. We've missed you so much.
I know.
Those evils are like, you know, looks could kill.
Looks could kill.
He's making
Halloween.
Up for it. He loves me, really. You know that, don't you?
We do.
It's just to put his boyfriend or his husband off.
Yes, off the trail.
Off the trail.
Yes.
Because me and Andy
we're really having a secret
affair. You're like that, she
absolutely.
Says.
Absolutely.
Crossing her fingers.
Yeah. Is anyone having a Halloween party this weekend?
No.
Apart from Mitch, who used to like go around a bonfire.
Yeah, but a bunch of us lesbians are going down to Devon in caravans and probably having a beach fire and doing
that sounds
stuff.
Lovely.
Me?
So yeah,
sounds cold.
Are you all going to be naked around the bonfire?
Well, some of us will be. Some of us will be
naked lesbians.
I can actually see Jane shouting at the radio right now, going, "I'm not, never.
I am never going naked." She says, "That's true, my darling."
It's
won't
a bit
ever
cool,
go naked.
Isn't it, for that?
Well, it's okay because you
it's
know
it's happening in autumnal at the moment.
It is. The leaves are falling.
Some of us are ladies of the autumnal season ourselves. So you know.
Well, I do love autumn.
Yeah,
I like this bit. Season. I like this bit up till Christmas. It's after Christmas when it's like, it's so dark and Christmas is gone. And
yeah, that's true. But the days get longer then, so you can look forward to spring. You see.
Yes.
And the trees. Did you see the beautiful sky tonight, actually?
It was amazing, wasn't it? Yeah.
That? And
yeah.
This morning. This morning was quite nice. It was very red.
Mm. And the trees are looking lovely.
Was it red sky in the morning? Shepherd's warning, isn't it?
Yeah. Best night at night, shepherd's delight.
Yes. Yeah. So we expect a sunny day tomorrow, folks.
Let's hope so.
Anyway, that's it for this week. Just as a reminder, clocks do go back this weekend, so make sure you adjust them and take advantage of that extra hour.
And if you're out watching fireworks, play safe or stay at home and listen to a podcast and look after your animals.
Shoutoutradio.lgbt is the place you want to go if you want to find out more about us or grab a podcast. Next week, we're talking to lesbians in jazz. It's been an intriguing one. But for myself and the rest of the team, have a very good Halloween. Say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.